Claiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
All glory and honor belongs to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, I ask that you just have thine own way on this morning. Even as we continue to decrease, O God, increase within us, O God, in the matchless name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are so worthy to be praised. You worthy to be magnified. Father God, in the name of Jesus, continue, O God, to give us revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. Father God, I'm standing in proxy for someone that is believing in their healing. Somebody is believing in a financial breakthrough. Somebody is believing, oh God, for you to do exactly what you said that you would do concerning their lives and the lives of their loved ones. Father God, we know that you would do all things but fail. And Lord, we give you the glory right now, God. I pray that you will continue to increase our faith, God, even as we walk this faith journey, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Genesis, the 39th chapter, the 20th through the 22nd verse. That is Genesis 39, 20 through the 22nd verse. And it reads as follows. Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. Joseph was a slave. Joseph was sold into slavery in Egypt, then falsely accused of a crime and put in prison. And the topic for this message is pass the test. So Joseph being unjustly thrown into prison by his master Potiphar after his wife falsely accuses him of attempted rape. Despite being in prison, the Lord remained with Joseph and caused him to find favor with the prison warden, who put him in charge of all the other prisoners in the jail. He also was demonstrating that even in difficult situations, God's presence and blessing can still be experienced. Pass the test. The key points of these verses is Joseph was falsely accused. Potiphar's wife lied about Joseph's attempt to seduce her, leading to his imprisonment. She lied because Joseph refused to do an act that she wanted him to do. How many of you know that's how it is today? If you refuse to do what somebody asks you to do because you know it is wrong, they will falsely accuse you of something just because you would not adhere to what they wanted you to do. And even though through the false accusation, God's presence was still with Joseph. Despite of the injustice, the Bible states that the Lord was with Joseph even while in prison. And furthermore, he had favor with the warden. The prison keeper recognized Joseph's character and placed him in charge of the prison. That's why you have to protect your character and your integrity. No matter what someone asks you to do or falsely accuse you, if anybody really know you by the Spirit, they will know right then, no, that is not his or her character to do this or that, instead of gossiping about the false accusation. And the fourth thing is Joseph's responsibility. Joseph was given oversight over all other prisoners and their activities. You see, at some point, you would think that Joseph would be so discouraged that he would give up on the dream God gave him. But he kept doing the right thing. He so excelled in prison that he was put in charge. You see, God was testing Joseph to make sure that he had the character, the integrity, and the humility to lead the nation. Many times, God tests us to see whether or not we can handle the assignment. Yes, we have to go through humiliation sometimes, but it's worth it in the end. He tests us to see whether or not we can pray for our enemies, or we can bless our enemies, those who despitefully uses us. Joseph interpreted a dream for a fellow prisoner when he could have said, just leave me alone. I have much bigger problems than you. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes there are times when we're going through stuff and people come to us. Come on here, somebody. To talk to us about their problems. And we like, okay, God, I have problems of my own. But God will allow us to put our problems on the back burner to help somebody else. Come on here, somebody. Because if you take care of God's business, God will surely take care of yours. Being so unselfish led to his interpreting of Pharaoh's dream, which led to becoming the prime minister of Egypt. The dream came to pass through years of testing. In this season, there are many tests that we had to go through to get to the place that we are now on our faith journey. The challenges you may face aren't random challenges. That's God giving you an opportunity to grow through it, to develop your character and integrity, to prove to him that you can handle the future he wants to give you. The tests and the challenges that you have or you facing is positioning you for the blessing that God is getting ready to give you. He cannot give you the blessing if you're not ready to handle. He can't send you to nations if you are not ready to receive what is going to come up against you while you are out there on your assignment, preaching and teaching God's word. Come on here, somebody. Oh my God. You're going to have to go through it and also grow through it. My God. How you go through these difficulties will determine whether you get stuck there or whether you will come out better than before. It is up to you to pass the test. Don't be like the Israelites. 11-day journey to 40 years. Pass the test. We all go through a testing season. Some testing seasons are harder than others, but it's good to know that we are not in the testing season all by ourselves. God is right there, guiding us through it. He's right there, walking beside us. Our testing season can get so hard until we come to a point we say, what is the use of even going through it? Be honored. Be thankful that God is using you for a testing season to get to the other side. And you ask me, woman of God, why are you saying, be honored that I am taking a test? Because God cannot trust everyone. Come on here, somebody. Because your testing season is building your character. Your testing season is building your integrity. It is teaching you humility in the midst of a storm. Oh, my God. He is building you. He is refining you for the next assignment. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost on this morning. You either going to make it through or you're going to give up on it. It's either going to make you or your test is going to break you. It is up to you. And I often tell people, you're not going to be there forever. Because one thing for sure, you're going to come out on top. You're going to pass this test. This is a mindset situation. God got me in it. I'm going to praise my way at the beginning. I'm going to praise my way in the middle. And before I know it, I'm going to be out of it. Because it's building something in me. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God and that you have a way of making all the detours and the dark twists in our lives to finally work to our advantage. Father, we thank you that every test of our faith is preparing us to go higher and to increase us. Father God, help us to be faithful and grow through it without murmuring and complaining. Because God, we're going to give you the glory. We're going to give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Pass the test. Pass the test. Because it is for your advantage. Hallelujah. Save the date and mark your calendars. The Hidden Love Affair screenplay performance will be June 14, 2025 at the Zion Hill Church Family, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana. It starts at 5 p.m. and doors open at 4 p.m. Ticket sales will begin April the 7th, and you can purchase your tickets on eventbrite.com, or you can contact me as well. Also, we are selling ads for our booklets, and the full page is $100, a half page is $50, and a fourth page is $25. Or you just may want to display a business card, and that is $10. All proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center, in which we are in the process of building. So all ticket sales, donations, and you can also give a donation if that you do not want to attend the play. You can send your donations to www.zionhill.com because there is a donation tab on the website. All proceeds goes to the Zion Hill Youth Center, and also it is tax deductible for your deduction, for your donation. Please, this is a family-oriented, faith-based screenplay. We are having so much fun at rehearsal, and the Spirit of the Lord is truly moving on this play. So I thank you so much for your support. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Or you can contact me by my website, patriciajwilliams.com. Remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. I love you, and God does too. Be blessed, everyone.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, The address is P.O. Box 3514,